And all right, welcome back to the Beast Gain podcast. And this is a review for Rampage, and it's based off of a video game. So it's another video game movie, and it's directed by Brad Peyton. The writers are Ryan Engel and Carlton Cruz, and it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Naomi Harris, Malin Ackerman, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who probably should go back to The Walking Dead. And the synopsis is, when three different animals become infected with a dangerous pathogen, a primatologist and geneticist team up to stop them from destroying Chicago. And Matt, what's your opinion on Rampage?
I thought the movie was pretty decent. If anything, this is a typical popcorn movie. I didn't really quite understand what James was talking about when he kept saying a popcorn movie, but this is definitely a 100% popcorn movie. Been kind of cliche as far as a lot of my reviews, but if this movie came out probably in the 90s, everyone would thought it would be the big thing. But believe it or not, it actually plays decent homage to the Rampage video game. Because when you think about it, I mean, how else would you do a Rampage movie? I enjoyed it for what it was, although there was a lot of situations where you're like, really? That's impossible. But, you know, again, it is what it is. It's a popcorn movie. It's just something that you sit down, just watch, and just take it for entertainment value. I enjoyed it. And I won't be seeing it again, but, I mean, I enjoyed it for when I saw it.
All right.
Definitely wouldn't watch it during late night showing. I'd probably be angry for that, but
yeah,
I saw it early.
Do not
morning.
Pay full price for this movie.
No, not at all.
All right. So what I thought about this, first couple of scenes reminded me of Jurassic World, and it's similarly pace. It's like the whole reason why this happens is that this one company called Energon is doing experiments in space. Something happens, causes the space station to explode, falls to Earth, and Rock works at the San Diego Zoo, infects one of the gorillas there, and that's kind of what starts everything off. And his relationship with the gorilla reminds me of the relationship Chris Pratt has with the Velociraptors. And then everything else is just so stereotypical. Stereotypical bad guys. Naomi Harris was okay. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan with his bad accent was okay.
Terrible. But I just kept thinking Negan every time I saw him.
Yeah. Again, he needs to go back to The Walking Dead. A much better situation for you. The two problems I have with this are that the CG is pretty bad. And particularly later on in the movie.
You thought it was that bad?
Yeah. I'll talk about why. Other thing is just that it's so much destruction happening in the movie. I know people give Man of Steel a pretty hard time about Superman was just destroying whole cities. And this is just nothing but destruction, destruction, destruction. A lot of noise. And I just kind of tuned it out after a certain point. So there was a point I was like, hold on, what happened to the wolf? And I guess the wolf must have died when I just zoned out on the movie. But this movie also reminds me of some other things that the director had also directed. So San Andreas, Journey to the Center of the Earth, both had The Rock in it. Particularly San Andreas. As soon as he got in the helicopter, that is exactly San Andreas.
Felt the same way.
Yeah, I mean, the acting is pretty bad, particularly for the bad people. It's not meant to be taken seriously. What's there, it's bad, but it's bad in a watchable way. Probably wouldn't watch it again. Definitely would not pay for it. The Rock is probably the worst part about the movie because even his background, they give him like the 1990s, 1980s good guy background. Well, somehow he was special forces.
Typical, yep.
Yeah. And then his record was redacted. Now all of a sudden he's working at a zoo. Okay, that doesn't make sense. And just to ruin something for everybody else about something that you said, that certain things are implausible. The Rock got shot point blank by the bad people. Next scene, he shows up just like no gunshot. It was like, oh, yeah, it went through and through. Hold on. You just got shot point blank.
Yep. Bottom right, if I remember right. I'm like, dude, the appendix is there. If that thing bursts, you go in a septic shock.
And it's going to be painful.
Yeah.
The Rock is okay. He just shows up. And, and then he's flying the helicopter right after that. Come on, man. Just doesn't make sense.
I don't know many special forces that can fly helicopters. I will say that because if anything, they normally have helicopter pilots specifically for it, but normally not trained like that.
And then being on the military base, them just hijacking the helicopter, So I'm like, all right, there's no radio traffic trying to stop somebody. And there's only two MPs escorting them out.
That was so dumb. You know what that reminded me of? Transformers The Last Night, where that girl snuck on the helicopter.
Yeah.
Like, no security. They must have the same security firm. Just some random helicopter that just takes off a base. Not that it pops up, but they can track that monster that came from the sea.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to say something. Like, there were four capsules, right?
There might have been, but I don't know. I turned my brain off after a second. I was like,
After a while, this is just noise. I think I got on my phone, just looking at some stuff, and certain things happened. I'm like, oh yeah, that was just silly. Me and The Rock parachuted out of a fallen jet. Okay, that's doable.
How do they do that with no training?
I don't know.
Just a simple like, oh, well, I landed. No, landings are rough.
And then on top of that, that kind of reminded me of Fast and the Furious. Because didn't that happen in Fast and the Furious?
Yeah, where they got out of the plane.
Yeah. So it's just rehashing a lot of different stuff with a whole bunch of destruction. So it's Godzilla and then San Andreas and Journey to the Center of Earth, large creatures. And it's just the same stuff over and over again. So
none of it was groundbreaking, I'll tell you that. Did you catch some of the Rampage arcade?
Yeah, I saw that in the background. And then the wolf.
Just random. Really?
Yeah, the wolf and the gorilla were just throwing people like they would do in Rampage.
Yep. I didn't think the CGI was as bad.
Well, I really didn't.
I didn't think it was Black Panther bad.
Well, I felt that the creatures looked larger when they were describing them. But at the end of the movie, they didn't seem that big.
Nah, they didn't. But man, they laid some waste to some buildings. Like, just stop it. It's overkill. It's to the point where we're desensitized to destruction.
The helicopter at the end, thought The Rock was just going to rip off Gunzo. It's such shit.
I know, right?
I didn't know what was going to happen. I was like, yo, if he does that, that's going to beat that moment in Fast and Furious where he just grabs a rocket, steers it,
and then just moves it with his bare hands.
Yeah. Like, that's not going to happen. So, man, what score would you give? What the heck is it? What's the name? San Andreas? What's
Rampage.
Yeah, what score would you give Rampage?
I'd give it a 6.0. I mean, it's entertaining for what it is. The CGI I didn't think was as bad, but this the destruction of buildings over and over again. It's starting to be a overplayed plot for a lot of movies that are coming out these days. But entertaining. I will not watch it again in the movies. I probably won't even watch it on Fox. Definitely not Netflix. But it was entertaining for what it is, and that's my score.
All right, so I'm going to give this a 4.5. This is a very silly, idiotic movie. Basic premise, Naomi Harris and Jeffrey Dean Morgan, even though Jeffrey Dean Morgan was pretty much a caricature, his character turn towards the middle of the movie where his character could have just been the idiot for most of the movie. I thought that was okay. The Rock plays The Rock. And he plays The Rock in every movie.
Indestructible. That's what he was, The Rock.
Yeah. He got shot point blank range. The CG at times is okay. I think it's okay at the beginning of the movie, but as soon as all the destruction goes on, everything's just full on Michael Bay. Probably worse than the fourth Transformers movie. I can't remember what it was. It's basically that level of destruction going on for about an hour and 45 minutes, and it just started getting on my nerves and not something that you should see in the movie theaters. I mean, this is something that should come on Netflix, and then you just go on and watch it. And just come move on.
It'll be okay.
Don't pay full price for it. Wait for it to come to Redbox or something. I don't know. But if you want to go see something, go see A Quiet Place. And that's the Beast of Game podcast.